This is Matins with Khanya Ditabe and Colin York.
As we cross over now to Rob, all the way in Durban. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Khanya.
How are you?
Super cool, thank you. And you?
Oh, great, thank you. And it's a good Monday, so I hope you're going to have a productive week.
I'm looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it. And so they say Durban rocks. Do you agree with this?
Definitely. It just does lack of a really great classic radio station. But other than that, it's best city in South Africa.
Ah, okay. So where would you give it then? What would you give it? 80%? Because there's no Catholic station yet there, right?
Yeah, and then, it still gives us room for improvements on another 20%.
So, on another 20, exactly. Rob, today you want to talk about a book you've spoken about before, of course. I know you've spoken about the power of rereading great books as well. And this is why you want to talk about this, How to Write a Copy That Sells.
Yes. It's a book by Ray Edwards. And I really believe that writing is probably the number one skill that will set us apart from competitors. It will help us do better in business, get more funding for our organization. So while we have different careers, we have one thing in common, that's communicate. And I think this book is a great start for that.
Yeah, communicating, but has this not always been the case?
Yeah, I would say it's always been a main priority to communicate well, to do well in life. But I would say it's probably even more true now.
Yeah, because we all write every day, don't we? We write SMSs, WhatsApp messages, emails, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. We always write.
Yeah, we are putting things down in writing, and this is where clarity of thinking, I think, and the ability to articulate our thinking and put it down well in writing is a critical skill where you will save yourself money, you will save yourself time, and you will make yourself money or get those grants or business projects going by writing.
Okay, tell me more, Rob.
Okay, well, last week was a busy week writing-wise for me. I do a lot of writing. I wrote a radio script for a local business, a sales strategy for a sales director, some Facebook notes, blog posts, lots of different writing. And all of that makes me money to write for others, but I believe that more and more customers should be focusing on the skill themselves and doing a lot of this work themselves. Think like a marketer. Spend time trying to improve your writing. And that's why I recommend Ray's book so much.
Okay. I know you've spoken before about Ray's PASTOR method. PASTOR. Not PASTOR as in tagliatelle or ravioli, whatever.
Well, yeah, PASTOR method in a sense, while Ray is a religious man, he's not meaning it in that, but he uses the word PASTOR to break down his method, one letter of the word representing a main part of his writing strategy.
Okay, so P, what is it for?
P is for person, problem, and pain, and this is where you just need to realize that you need to know the person or the audience you're writing to. You need to feel their pain and know the problem they face. And this proves my point that really great marketing is really empathy, to put yourself in your customer's shoes. So that's what person, problem, and pain stands for.
Okay, so that's P, person, problem, and pain. Things that you will go through, yeah? And A?
A is for amplify and aspiration. You need to show that that if they continue along this sort of path, that the problem will be amplified. You need to talk to their aspirations. He then moves on to S, which is story, solution, and system, where you prove that there is a solution to this problem by telling a story, and you show that there is a product or a system to help you out. So it's breaking it down quite nicely as we move along.
Yes.
So we go on to the last three, which is T for transformation, O is for offer, and R is for response. So looking at that, it helps you clarify your thinking and put it down in writing. Now, you don't have to follow every single piece of writing. You follow those things, but I think it's quite solid to be following a format like that or having it in mind.
And this is Radio Veritas 576 AM, and we're discussing Ray Edwards, how to write a copy that sells, and so the PASTA method. And of course, as Rob says, P for person, problem and pain, A for amplify and aspiration, S for story, solution and system, T for transformation, O for offer, and R for response. Now, Rob, I'm sure it's not all that Ray talks about in the book, that PASTA method. Is there anything else?
Yeah, he doesn't only focus on that. One of the things that is very practical that he goes into are just some of the quick and simple things we can do to prevent our writing from being overlooked.
Yes, okay. So what sort of examples then?
Quick examples would be something like spacing out your paragraphs, using bullet forms, and creating a great headline. Ray is saying that with more and more writing out there, our attention span is limited. There is a lot of competition for our eyes and our minds as we read things. So if we're going to stand any chance and people just skim through things, allow them to have the best skimming experience possible. And that comes down to just simple things like spacing out your paragraphs. So many Facebook posts that people have bunched everything up into one big paragraph, and people don't bother to read that. Whereas if you put a couple spaces in, it would make a difference.
Yes, but you know, talking about Facebook, obviously now visuals, people sort of react to visuals, don't they? And not necessarily reading text only. But you're saying that you should make the text, even the text must be attractive, and a person must be able to see it as manageable pieces that one can read.
Yes, you stand more of a chance of being of having the message internalized if they actually can digest it easily. And paragraphing is just one very simple thing that we tend to overlook nowadays.
Okay, so obviously then, you know, it's not only for marketers or marketing writers, but for average person reading the book or reading whatever publication that has been put forward. That's from accountant to parish priest to even, you know, a simple guy like Khanya Ditabe.
It's a great book for everyone to read. I think, you know what career you're doing, to actually get into the mind of a professional marketer will allow you to see through poorly put messages and help you construct your own message well. So it's a worthwhile read and exercise.
And that's How to Write Copy That Sells by Ray Edwards. I'm sure you can get it on Amazon.
Yep, you'll find it on Amazon on Kindle. That's where I got mine.
That's Rob Riedlinger, and do email him, rob@monkmedia.co.za, and Monk is M-O-N-K, nothing else. M-O-N-K. Robert monkmedia.co.za. Rob, thank you very much again for your time, and we'll speak again next Monday.
Thanks, Khanya.
God bless.
Matins with Khanya Ditabe and Colin York.